This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. This coming Sunday, and indeed three further days, it is your chance to contemplate words, messages, letters of care. Who do you want to write a love letter to, maybe? Do you want to get a childhood memory down on paper? Well, at Grovan, which is one of the eight branches of Reykjavik City Library, you can do just that this coming Sunday, and as I say, on future days as well. I'm with Martina Carolina Daniel, who's the project manager here at the library, and also with Ingridur Halsdottir, who is going to be running the event that we are focusing on today. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
So letters of care, we should say this is a multilingual event, a letters of care workshop. What are you trying to achieve with this?
To explore the different feelings that we get in different languages. Me and Martina met through Hafnar House, which is a very multicultural house, and I was actually telling her earlier how writing in English actually freed me up to write in Icelandic, because I have dyslexia, so I always kind of was very, I can't write, I can just think of things but I can't write them down myself. But then through a publication in Hafnar House, I started exploring my poetry in English, and kind of letting myself explore that freed me up to gain the confidence in Icelandic. But especially with the different feelings and how we communicate, it's very different to say ég elska þig in Icelandic and I love you. Like it brings such a different experience. So like especially getting that dialogue with more languages, or like how do we talk about love in the past, or platonic love or romantic love, or just like for the breeze in the air.
Yes.
There's so many different ways to communicate that. But it actually started, the conversation about this workshop started with Kærleiks Orðræðan, which was, I came to the opening of the dictionary. Maybe Martina can tell you a little bit about that project.
Yes, so the library has been developing a program called Kærleiks Orðræða, which translates to love speech. And that is a project we started a couple of years ago, which is exploring emotional literacy, but also ownership of the language, and like how do we talk about our lived experiences, and basically does language need to be updated to talk about new realities? Like, so if we don't have words to talk about something, it kind of doesn't exist, or it's really hard. Mm. So we were inviting people to create new words for the Icelandic language in an effort to also involve more people, and people who are not fluent in Icelandic, to participate in the creation of this language, because with the belief that when you co-own something, when you are actually creating something with others, you care for it in a different way. So how can we all care for the Icelandic language, not in terms of, oh, let's protect it and close it off, but more, how can we open up this language community so more people care, so more people learn it, but it evolves with all those new words that are needed, you know?
I love the idea of crowdsourcing a language, because for anyone who's listening outside of Iceland, you might not know that Icelandic doesn't use loan words, really, from other languages. Occasionally you'll find a bit of Danish in something historically, but it is not a language that uses loan words. It finds new words for new ideas. And I think the idea of, as I say, crowdsourcing, that's really interesting, isn't it?
It's so important, and that's another aspect of the project we're working on with these workshops. We start with the feeling and the writing, and then we will move on to actually take paper that would be going to recycling or kind of is being discarded by the library in one way, but we're gonna repurpose it into both new paper to write on and play around with it, make it into new objects, new sculptures, because we're kind of literally making old words new again and kind of opening it up to this whole world, because the community in Iceland has been growing so much, and it's so important to open this up and have diverse voices within it, because otherwise, like, we're only gonna go so far. It's yeah. important that we the language grows with us and not against us and not against other communities. I remember the opening of the dictionary very well because I'd kind of it was on the day of the Icelandic tongue, which is one of my favorite days to explain to non-native speakers because it's like, yeah, it's a day of a tongue. Like, it sounds very reasonable to say, like a lot of our folk traditions are. So, but I remember it so vividly, so many points of it, especially like that one of the speakers said that we don't have a word for passive aggressive because we haven't. And that it just blew my mind because I was like, we should really get on that. Like, why haven't we focused on these terms that are very important for the culture and to communicate, but we just kind of closed them off. And there were a lot of really good words in the book that, like when people explained the thought process behind them, and we have here a bunch of the badges of the words in the dictionary.
So the book you're opening here, this is the dictionary that was created from previous sessions.
So let's say that this actually is like, so Ingiridur and I, we did meet in Hafnarhaus, but also our library journey together, let's call it like that, started with Kjarleks Orðræða, this project that I was talking about before. And in this project, one of the things that we did was that we created an object, a very large dictionary of new Icelandic words.
It's so physically big.
It's physically very big. And that was...
it was also very funny when it was being opened, because I hadn't been to an opening of a book where they physically opened the book.
Yes.
And it was like...
We made a whole ceremony out of it because we wanted to also like... play a little bit with this thing of like the language being so sacred and so, you know, yes, it's incredible to learn a new language, and it's so incredibly important for me at least to like learn Icelandic while living in Iceland. But how do I do this in a way that feels very connected to my emotions? And maybe I do it through referring to words that I had in other languages that don't exist in Icelandic, or maybe the whole experience of having two homes requires a new word.
Yes.
So for example, one participant in this project, where basically what we're looking at right now is a dictionary that gathers all the words that people created at workshops, words that they believed would enrich the Icelandic language.
So let's pick one. Find an example of a word that was coined, a word that was created.
Go for it, then first go for it.
So the story behind Val Íslendingur, because when at the opening, people were kind of dancing around the most inclusive word to use over people that aren't native speakers or have immigrated or have a blended background or whatever. And it was like going through this kind of dance of like nýbúi, útlendingur, innlendingur, and all these words. So I got inspired by people talking about their words to, and actually was one of the few that came up onto the mic and explained a new thing and that I was putting in the opening, which is Val Íslendingur, somebody that chooses to be an Icelander.
That's me.
Yeah, and that's so important, like for people to want to choose to be Icelanders, to go through and learn the language or enjoy the culture or the very windy area. So it's also putting it to the person themselves. You're not being chosen or giving, like we're not giving you permission to be an Icelander. You have the choice to be one, and that should be valued in our language.
What does it literally mean? Obviously, the second part is Icelander.
Val, just somebody that chooses. Vilja is to have will or to want something.
Yes.
And that's why I felt that it's a good umbrella term to meld to a lot of things that are important.
Okay, I was an Íslendvinur, friend of Iceland, which was a phrase that you heard a lot as people had a fascination with the country. But now I am a...
Val Íslendingur.
Excellent. So that's the dictionary, and that refers to a previous project, but obviously a lot of the DNA of this idea is in what we're talking about here, which is happening on Sunday.
It's a new spin on it, because while the dictionary was, of course, focusing on gathering many words from different age groups and people with different language backgrounds, also in different fields. For example, we gathered words from the academic world in Iceland that said, oh, we are missing words to actually do our lectures in Icelandic. Okay. So it can be that, you know, some of the words made it in this way, other words were reflecting on what does it mean to be an Icelander? What does it mean if I'm someone who is born in Iceland, but I'm a person of color and no one ever, like everybody's always questioning my Icelandicness? So there is a lot of different workshops that happened that sort of explored the very many different words that the hosts felt were missing in the language. Now with Ingridur, we took all of the love that we had for this project and we thought, how do we grow it? Yes. What do we do with it? And I think what I find particularly exciting is also to grow things in partnership with someone where I don't know exactly what they will do with it. Because it's like, I'm excited now for Kärleksbrev because everything is co-done with Ingridur. Yes. So that also means that that's why the project, I think, needed a new name. Because that, of course, we are winking at Kärleksordreina with Kärleksbrev. Because it's all about the care, it's all about the language as well.
And care for the language, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll talk practically then about what's going to happen, because there are these four workshops you can attend, one or two or three or all of them. The first one is this coming Sunday, 21st of September, here in Grovan. Someone listening to this who's intrigued, maybe doesn't quite know what to expect. What happens when they turn up?
So, we're going to take the dictionary and a lot of other dictionaries and explore words within it that mean something to us. People can write their own letters and even leave them in a letterbox that they can leave with care or to take it with them. The first one will be more on the writing, the thinking, the feeling side. And then the next two will be more recycling and playfulness with language. I'm a punaholic, as I call it. Like I can't see a good a good pun or joke out of it. So it actually started with just like Kärleks Orðabord, and I was pitching to make a table with all the words with it. But it's grew from that, and kind of how do we take the care we have to and communicate that forward.
And how do we also like do that as a group?
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of care between Ingridur and I, because we really care for each other. And I think that's beautiful to nurture care in a library setting. So I think people who want to come and meet us on Sunday can expect a lot of care. They can expect warm coffee and tea and water and an environment where it's fine to just show up no matter what languages you speak, no matter what your level of Icelandic is. We will be looking at language of care also across languages.
Yes.
So,
but if someone has no Icelandic at all, is it going to be difficult for them to participate in the creation of new Icelandic words?
No. Anybody, like the library should and is for everybody. And this project is with that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That we actually open it up and to be as most inclusive and meet people where they are or just if they want to peek in or dive in, just
and
whatever
they
want.
And we can make the words together.
Yeah.
Like there are words in the dictionary that we have that were co-created by people who first described the feeling in a language that was not Icelandic, and then someone who spoke Icelandic helped them find how could that become a word in Icelandic, you know? How would we form it? So we speak many languages amongst ourselves. So Icelandic is one of them, but English, Polish, and Spanish as well.
Okay.
And then we just always find a way to make it work, right? Mm. Like I trust that we will find a way.
If not in a library, where else could we look stuff up?
What a great way to take your first steps towards learning Icelandic than to be part of creating it.
Yeah, it's about the inclusion, or like just having an open door and a hot drink in the the fall time. Being around people, like lately I've been mostly been speaking English, which has been really interesting for me, and also to see my friends learning Icelandic, and it's really opened my eyes up to how often closed off we can be with language. So I wanna kind of try my best to take part in having a positive spin, or at least enthusiastic, like
playfulness.
It doesn't need to be like spelling and malfrei the time.
Which is good news for anyone that's tried to get to grips with Icelandic grammar.
We try to take away the pressure that comes with learning a new language and use playful methods, but also just like overall in an atmosphere that welcomes experimentation.
Yeah.
So yes, we will need each other's skills to build something together, but isn't that like the most the nicest thing?
And you know, Icelandic can appear scary. It is scary in many ways, but it's got the same sort of quirks and foibles as other languages. I think back to when we visited Iceland as tourists some years ago, and I had a booking with Avis at the airport at Keflavik. So I turned up and I thought I knew a particular sentence in Icelandic. I was very confident that I was going to the desk and saying, I have a reservation. And I said, ég hef fyrirvara. But what I was saying, and you're laughing, because what I was actually saying was, I've got reservations about this. I'm not sure about this.
I respond a lot with giggling, and I don't know how to really take anything seriously in my life. But I think like having a giggle and the laugh with it and with the person and not at the person, I think that's so important.
When we have fun, we learn better as well. I think this is definitely a great opportunity to engage with the Icelandic language, no matter what language background you have, because we will not just be speaking only Icelandic at the table. Of course, maybe some Icelandic words will come out of our conversations, and that's incredible.
New words, yes.
Yes, new words, and we will be adding them to the dictionary as well eventually. So, and those words, we are also... we are looking forward to basically just seeing what's on people's minds, like what it is that is dear to them, what matters, what do they want to talk about, what do they care about. And maybe we care about someone, maybe we care about a place, maybe we care about a feeling, and we can maybe write a care letter to all of those things and connect with each other on that.
But I'm really interested by something you said at the start of the conversation, which was that for you, learning another language or using another language, in your case English, actually helped you to unlock some of the issues that you had with your dyslexia. I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's something I had always written a lot. It's actually like genetic, because my dad's the same. He calls it being a poet for the drawer, eða skúffuskáld, which is a term we have in Icelandic for some reason. Seems that that's a feeling we need to explore there. But with the challenge of going into a situation that I knew I didn't know fully how to, like, I didn't feel less than. I felt at a level that I knew I was at, and I didn't feel like I should know more than I did. And that gave me the confidence to explore, like, oh, I actually can make this connection in English and not just Icelandic. The feeling is different. Even like I can often, when I'm switching from Icelandic to English, I feel like my voice changes a bit.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel a bit more direct in Icelandic. Ég tala oft svona dýpra og svona.
That's how I sound in Polish. I think I sound very serious in Polish, much more serious, because I connect to that as well, to be a different person in different languages.
Maybe, again, to go back to something you said earlier, the reason there's no term in Icelandic for passive-aggressive is that no one is passive-aggressive. No. Everyone's very direct.
Yeah.
The concept doesn't exist.
There is one word that was created by a wonderful woman called Solveig Austa in this dictionary, that is þagnarskuld, and it is... I think about this word all the time, because it's one of those things, it's a word that should have existed a long time ago, and I'm so happy it exists now, because it refers to the, you owe someone silence when you have spoken too much about something and you didn't let other people speak, especially in an area where maybe it's not your expertise, but you're basically then owing silence. Mm-hmm. You're in debt of silence, or I don't know how else you would maybe translate þagnarskuld, but that's the idea, right? Yeah. That you're like owing silence after speaking too much. And that is also something that the person who created this word, she felt, okay, hey, here's this thing that happens very often where, like, you know, people just talk for too long and don't let everybody else speak. And we should definitely have a word for that so we can address it, you know, so we can, like, address it in a simple way.
I think it surprises people as well that there's no, well, there sort of is, but not in the same way as English. There's not really a word for please in Icelandic. You can say vimselek, but you don't hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You tend to say, can I have a coffee, thanks, rather than can I have a coffee, please.
Even, like, I've started to make sure to, when I'm writing messages, to say, like, how are you? Because usually when you're writing, like, at least in my experience in Icelandic, you just say, like, hi, and then straight into, and sometimes you don't even say hi. And, like, we are kind of, like, communicating like we're in the wind still. It's, like, the same as the, like, the, this kind of wind sound that you almost make it from the weather. But I think we have to... I think communicating in other languages gives you an opportunity to examine your own as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And see it in a new light that, like, you go thinking that is the norm for everybody, but then you're like, why is this? Where does this come from? And I think that shows also care for the culture and how we go forward.
But then again, when it comes to written communication in English, there's nothing I hate more than an email from someone that says, I hope this finds you well. You don't care if I'm well or not. It's nonsense. So there's something to be said for that directness, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think, like, there's positivities and chances for connection and laughter in almost anything. Like, I'm disabled, I'm chronically ill, and I often laugh about very weird things that people, like, almost, like, react in horror, but it's just, like, a tool I've learned about myself that is so important, and it's a great communicator and a great stress reliever, just to laugh at kind of everything.
Well, if you love language and you love the language of care, you'll want to be at Grovan, which is the, as I say, one of the eight branches of the city library, the main one, you might say the biggest, I guess, in the city centre, this coming Sunday, and then on the 12th of October, the 9th of November, and the 14th of December. Mm-hmm. So plenty of chances for people to get involved.
Yes, and no sign up. You can just show up. Yep, it's free as always. And yep, we will be here on the fifth floor of the library downtown. But if you show up on the reception floor, someone will show you where to go. Yeah. So
and it's between 2 and 4 on each of the days, isn't it?
Yes.
Exactly.
And yeah, just hope to see you there and take care.
Best of luck to both of you. Thank you very much. We've covered a lot of ground, I think, in that conversation, haven't we? Details of all of this on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.